Here's a grammar fact I find pretty comforting. Despite all the creativity and variety you see in writing, there are really just five basic structures for single clause sentences. Just five basic ways to say an infinite number of things. And here they are. Structure 1, subject plus verb. Jason laughed. Structure 2, subject plus transitive verb plus direct object. Horses eat oats. Structure 3, subject plus transitive verb plus indirect object plus direct object. Sarah sent Joe a letter. Structure 4, subject plus copular verb plus complement of the copular verb. Harry is mean. And finally, structure 5, subject plus transitive verb plus direct object plus object complement. The CEO made Donald treasurer. Let's take a closer look at each of these. Structure 1 is the simplest. Subject plus verb plus nothing else. Jason laughed. Only certain types of verbs can stand alone like this. Usually they're intransitive verbs like laugh, sleep, exit, tremble, ache, dance, run. The list is almost infinite. And though it's important to note that a lot of verbs have both transitive and intransitive forms, like how you can say Greg ate, or you can say Greg ate a pizza, that doesn't really affect our lesson here. When one of these verbs stands alone without an object, Jason laughed, Kelly arrived, and so on, they're intransitive and form the foundation of one of our type 1 sentences. Now, our second sentence type is just subject plus transitive verb plus object. Very simple. Greg ate a pizza, Barbara watched TV, Jason opened the window. These are all examples of our second type of sentence. Our third type of sentence is just like the second, except that it squeezes in something extra called an indirect object before the direct object. Alan sent Carrie flowers. Here, the subject is Alan, the verb is sent, and the object of the verb, the thing being sent, is flowers. But the word Carrie is squeezed in there to tell us who he sent the flowers to. And that is pretty much all an indirect object is. It's a prepositional phrase, almost always a to phrase, that drops the word to and moves to a spot before the direct object. In other words, Alan sent Carrie flowers is a flipped around way of saying Alan sent flowers to Carrie. Interestingly though, this form with to Carrie at the end is not considered by grammarians to be a distinct sentence type. That's because sentence elements like prepositional phrases and other adverbials aren't considered part of the sentence's core. They're more like adornments on the basic structure. Now, our fourth type of sentence is subject plus copular verb plus complement of the copular verb. A copular verb is any verb that pertains to being, often it is some form of be, or to the senses. They're different from action verbs because they refer back to the subject. That is, in Greg ate pizza, the verb is doing something very different from the verb in Greg is pizza. And that's why the word after the verb isn't an object. It's a reflection back on the subject that we call a complement of the copular verb. Our fifth and final basic sentence type is similar to our second. It starts with a subject, a transitive verb, and an object of that verb. But it tacks on the end a word that does a very specific job. It modifies the object. The CEO made Donald happy. Here, the word happy is an adjective, and it's modifying the object, Donald. Similarly, in the CEO made Donald treasurer, the word treasurer is a noun that is modifying the object, Donald. In either case, whether it's a noun or an adjective, it's called an object complement, and it is something that modifies the object of a transitive verb. Now note that an object complement is very different from a lot of other words you might tack on the end of a type 2 sentence. In The CEO Made His Case Beautifully, beautifully is just an adverb. Adverbs aren't object complements, and they're not so integral to the main clause that grammarians consider them part of the core sentence. In fact, adverbs, adverbials, modifying phrases, subordinate clauses, and a whole bunch of other elements can be added on to any of these five basic structures. Our simplest structure, Jason laughed, could be, Jason laughed heartily with all his friends who agreed it was the best joke they ever heard. But that's just draping a bunch of accessories onto our very simple main clause, Jason laughed. There's no need to memorize these five basic structures, but I find this information useful because it helps remember that every single clause sentence has a core, and no matter how complicated the sentence is, I can sort of zero in on its essence and see it as a simple, easy to identify and understand thing. And when you're overwhelmed by a complicated, awkward sentence that just doesn't want to be tamed, it helps to know that deep down it's just one of these five very simple beasts that are easily labeled and easily dealt with.